Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You've heard about the Green New Deal, and you know it's backed by the leading Democrats running for president. Have you ever taken the time to see what's actually in it? We witness a presidential election that is full of fake news, delivered by a vast media industrial complex more concerned with their preferred narrative than the truth. In such a strange media wasteland, the voters risk casting their votes for politicians that they might not truly agree with on the issues. The Green New Deal is an economic disaster impossible to implement, yet every single leading Democrat presidential candidate has said they support it. Now, when it comes to reading the Green New Deal, it's not as easy as you think. While the concept has been bouncing around on the fringes of the radical left for a couple decades, the most credible list of green demands is presented by Congresswoman AOC. Here's a couple of the ridiculous items. The deal says Americans must transition to 100% clean, renewable energy by 2035. Let's focus on the year 2035. Shady politicians of all political parties like setting goals that are a few years beyond when they will retire, or when you will forget about it. In the case of AOC, she could pass this silly legislation and then raise a lot of money from happy donors, serve several more congressional terms without having to be held responsible for implementing the uncomfortable changes toward making it a reality. The year 2035 alone should get your attention. It's a subtle way AOC is showing you that she doesn't believe in her own nonsense. Now, as for America relying 100% on clean, renewable energy, that isn't going to happen without a tremendous amount of research and development, as well as relaxing access to the patent office. I have bad news for you, AOC supporters. This kind of R&D will need to come from the private sector, and the larger you grow government, the less R&D you get. As the great economist Walter E. Williams says, more liberty equals less government. The heavy hand of government cannot demand the impossible on the one hand and expect a strong free market to solve its problem on the other. The market only solves problems when there is a profit to be made. Now, here's why this matters to us here in Humboldt County. It's important to note that we would be in the worst trouble of all if the Green New Deal were to pass. As things currently stand, large sections of the country are enjoying a revitalized economy with jobs becoming available every day. Despite Humboldt's leadership and economic issues, the national economy helps many locals. Simply put, if America crumbles under a Green New Deal, one of the weaker links in the chain is Humboldt County. Our art, tourism, and cannabis industry is not enough as it is. Without a strong American economy, I can't even imagine.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.